Hi, I'm Jamila, and Anybody Everybody Tottenham is a Boyman Flip podcast introducing the good people of Tottenham to you.
Hello, my friends. We're finishing off season two with some top tips from the last 9 episodes. I hope you enjoy it. Episode 33 with Charlie Brown from 2TR.
Top tips for Tottenham. Well, obviously, because we're sport, New River has got a lovely facility there. They've got the gym. They've got the track. They've got the football pitches, the brand new, Astro football pitches. They've got some great facilities for indoor as well. You've obviously got the big sports centre on Phillip Lane. So there's lots of different types of facilities in terms of activities, and Haringey have a fantastic holiday programme. It's second to none in terms of the different types of activities that are available. West Indian restaurants, even at the Broadwater Farm. Anytime I'm going for a meeting in there,
Sorry, what is it called?
It's a West Indian restaurant. You know, funny enough, mm-hmm. I don't even know it's on the front line.
Okay.
In Broadwater Farm Estate. So there's one row of shops in the Broadwater Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in there. It's very tasty. Food's very good. I think if you wanted to know the real, also Lordship Recreation. They've got the MTA, which is a track which is modelled on actual roads.
Yeah.
And children can learn how to ride and look left, look right. They have all the markings. They have the zebra crossings. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And within Lordship Rec, there's different types of activities, bicycles and moogers for football and sport. And then they also have the Hub, which is a brand new cafe stroke, community centre stroke nursery. So they have different community activities running in there. So there's lots of good facilities.
Episode 34 with Connell from the London Renters Union. Lots of top tips there.
I want to do a couple. Okay, so one is Tai Chang's, which is a Chinese takeaway on West Green Road, and it's the best. I think maybe the outside sign says traditional fish and chips.
Yes, yes. I had an Uber driver who told me about this.
It is truly excellent, and it's like totally a family-run joint, which is amazing. You've got the whole family in there, and it's always very busy on like a Friday night or a Saturday night. So yeah, I definitely, it's very, very good. Old school, not on Uber Eats, I think you can call them, but that's as far as it goes. But yeah, definitely a big recommendation. In terms of places to have a drink, I think Mannion's is my local.
Okay.
It's an Irish pub on Broad Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it is truly a special place. So it's got this wonderful mix of people. You've got kind of elderly Irish people who've lived in London for a long time, and you've got kind of trendy warehouse people as well, because it's close to Fontaine Road, and then you've kind of got everything in between as well. So it's brilliant. They have a legendary karaoke on Friday nights.
I was just gonna ask, is there any music? There has to be some music. No.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a jukebox most of the time, so it's like it depends who's got control of the jukebox as to what you're going to hear. But yeah, the karaoke on Friday nights is pretty legendary. It doesn't start till a little bit later on, though. I've had friends who I've seen there, and they're kind of in a big group, and I was chatting with them, and they're saying, "Yeah, we're here for the karaoke. We've been here since 6 o'clock." I was like, "Okay, yeah, you're gonna have to wait a couple more hours." It usually starts around 9 or 10, but it's great. So yeah, definitely Mannion's. It's Rose and Mick are the owners, and they're lovely people. One is from Roscommon, and one is from Mayo. And they are very nice people. So 100% big recommendation. I also wanted to recommend Idris, which is a barber's. There's one in Tottenham and one in Finsbury Park. Admittedly, I actually go to the one in Finsbury Park now, but that's because I used to go to the Tottenham one, but then my barber, Josh, moved from Tottenham to Finsbury Park. Okay. So technically outside of Tottenham, but there is one in Tottenham, and all of the barbers there are really, really good. I have had my hair cut by a couple of the others, and they're really, really good as well. But yeah, I mean, shout out to Josh. He's a great barber, and he's also a great musician. So this is another tip, I guess. Refound is his musician name. So Refound, look him up on Instagram.
What kind of music is that?
Hip hop. Okay. Yeah, hip hop and a rap. But do I have any more?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I guess Tottenham Marshes, because I think that's one thing that's special about Tottenham is that you're so close to nature and so close to the canal. So you can like quite quickly feel like you're not in like the city of London. So I think that was definitely very important for me through lockdowns and in general for my mental health. Yeah, Tottenham Marshes definitely.
Episode 35 with Donny, the Blue House Framer.
Okay, so do you have some top tips? You already said Bruce Castle, and did you say the Beehive? Where did you go drinking?
Yeah, the pub, yeah. Well, because they had live music at the Beehive, so I remember, I don't know if they still do, but they did in the back. Or maybe they do. I mean, I haven't been there. I went there once when they reopened for lockdown because I was like, oh, I want to go there again. But I've been so busy now. And also I'm having my own family. We've got a baby on the way, you know, so I'm really busy. So I haven't managed to venture out that way. But when I do, it'll probably be to visit some, you know, something at Bruce Castle and then hit the pub, you know.
Okay. Any food places or anything else, even like Wood Green, Haringey area that you would recommend?
Actually, there's a great new falafel place in Wood Green Shopping City.
Okay.
Yeah, the Falafel For You. It's really good, yeah. and affordable, you know, like going to get sort of a falafel wrap now, I mean, on the high road, can be like 10 quid. It's ridiculous. But this guy, Falafel For You, it's like five, you know, it's a fiver. It's like 19.99 prices or something.
Nice. And I know you shouldn't have favorites, but are there some local artists that you think like people should look out for, these people that you maybe framed an exhibition for or some other artwork and you're like, yeah, check out their website?
In terms of the stuff that I sort of really like, you should check out Art by EQ. That's Ed. He has a studio here at the Blue House and he just does just mixed media, does everything. You know, he really does a lot. And actually in the shop, I've got artwork up of local, you know, artists that I'm selling prints and selling, you know, original work as well. Yeah, you should come by and have a look and you'll see some local artists that, you know, really, there's so many, you know, you just need to look out of your front door.
Do we have any galleries in the area? Like apart from the one in the Blue House?
Well, what we have is the art walks and the collage arts open studios once a year. So there's lots of artists in this area, in Wood Green. I think there's 5 collage arts and there's about, 40 to 60 artists that are in the different collage arts, and they do an open studios every year. Then Crouch End do that, you know, art walk. And I think, I don't know, in terms of Tottenham, it's only because I follow Bruce Carlton.
Markfield Road has a lot of artists.
Oh, in Markfield Park. I used to go to Markfield Park quite a lot. Yeah, that's it then. I have to check that out. I have to go down there. Yeah, you're telling me.
Episode 36 with Alma from AW Wellness Studios.
Oh, pressure. So top tips. I mean, if you like outdoor spaces, I definitely think you have to take a trip to the parks. I grew up going to Downhills, so I love Downhills Park, but then obviously just opposite we've got the Rec, and then we've also got Bruce Castle Park, which is a little bit smaller, but they're all really, really nice parks. So I think if you're kind of a person that likes open spaces and greenery, then those are really nice places to go to. We've also got loads of great coffee shops. So one of my good friends, Hannah, she is behind With Milk. They do my favorite coffees, not just because she's my friend. And they also stock really nice food and things that you can get in there, fresh bread and things like that. So that would be my second one. And my third one would be the roller skating place, which is just off of Bruce Grove Station. I think if you're looking for something that's fun, dynamic, good music, and it's really challenging, I think that could be a really, really a fun place to go. So that would be my third recommendation.
Episode 37 with Paul from Haringey Aquatics.
Yeah, I'm in terms of like a kind of social animal, I don't think I would ever be considered that. I was at home over the summer, and a boy who used to be very, very friendly with my youngest son came around, and I hadn't seen him in probably, I don't know, 15 years. And at the time, I was out in the garden at my house, and I was rebuilding, because I come from a building family. So he came round, and I was building something. He came and he went, I don't believe it. He said, my last recollection of you was you dressed up in like builder's stuff, putting something together. And he said, 15 years later, I come back and you're still doing it. So yeah, I'm probably not the best one for social things, but I mean, if you were, what is it that you'd kind of want me to kind of talk
about? As a builder, maybe you've got like a favorite little place where you can pick up wood and I don't know, or something like this. I mean, at least this would be very different, you know?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, there are certainly some places that I use quite regularly. SJ Wackett's a wood company at the back of behind the Spurs ground at the end of White Hart Lane. B&Q at Tottenham Hale I use quite regularly, because I don't live too far from there. But well, certainly where I live, the things that I like about the area is that there are parks at both ends of the street. So when, you know, which was one of the big things when I first moved there that I was kind of quite keen on, was, you know, Downhill's Park and Lordship Rec are two quite nice places to go. Downhill's Park in particular, I think, has kind of having a little bit of a refurb over the last few years. I think that's quite nice. And there seems to be some kind of money invested in that. If I was thinking about places to eat, I think San Marco, which is a kind of pizza place in Bruce Grove. I've been there a few times. I quite like going there. I also quite like going to some of the kind of Turkish and Greek places along Seven Sisters Road. I always kind of find that, you know, you can kind of get a decent meal along there. If it was drinking that you're thinking about, I think if it was me, I go to the Beehive, which is just off of Tottenham High Road. The reason why I go there is it's literally a 2-minute walk from where my son lives. So we often go to watch the football together at the Beehive. Mm-hmm. But I think the Shaftesbury seems to be one that my family like to go to. Is it the Shaftesbury? Mm-hmm. I think it's on the corner of St. Anne's Road and I think it's okay. Shaftesbury, St. Anne's Road and Seven Sisters. Or is it Green Lanes? Green Lanes.
Is it the Salisbury? No.
It's a massive pub on the corner.
Yeah.
And it goes up like four. Or, you know, it's quite an architect. You know, in terms of architecture, quite a nice one. And that seems to be one that they don't mind going to. Certainly, my oldest son and his wife seem to go there reasonably regularly to have a little drink. So, and if we're talking about sporting facilities, I suppose you've got to look at the new Spurs ground as something that people could kind of come and look at, because that's quite an awe-inspiring sight when you go past it, how it dwarfs everything else in the area. Yeah. And, you know, like I don't think anybody quite had an idea of the size of it when it was originally planned, but when you go past it now and you look at it, you just think, whoa. I mean, I'm a Chelsea fan, so you know.
I was going to ask.
I'm never really going to be keen on going in there. Certainly at this moment in time, anyway. Well, last weekend we got our backside kick playing there, so I'm not keen on that. But my two sons are both Spurs fans, and they say that it's a wonderful facility, and you know, the kind of thing that a community, I suppose, can be proud of. Like you said, that sometimes what happens is you just need a spark, and I suppose if you look at what the other events that take place there. I mean, they have like the American football. I think a little while ago they had like a Lady Gaga concert there and somebody else.
Beyonce is going to do quite a few.
You know, so I suppose, if you're looking at a facility that's kind of feeding into the local community, that would probably be one that you would look at. Because, I'm sure there are Beyonce fans and Lady Gaga fans in the area. So that's a great opportunity. But obviously I'm hoping that, and I'm sure everybody also hopes, who are local businessmen, that some of that will spill over into the take-ins and stuff like that. So it'll benefit the area in that way as well. So.
Episode 38 with Tanya from Neo Zenti.
Oh, okay. So Go Grow with Love is in Enfield. So you would need to contact Sandy and let her know. Like, she does a lot of workshops. She does a lot of stuff. And just not on the land. She does stuff outside of the land.
So I would recommend that people just tap in the name onto Insta, and then they can contact that way. So no, you can't just rock up.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't do that because there's just so much going on. She does things with, it's all community based, and she does courses as well, free courses and paid courses. I would say the other place is Comewell Foods, Comewell. So Comewell, he does coffee. He's based in Tottenham Hale. Mm-hmm. He does amazing like lattes and things like that. And then he also does patties, like charcoal patties, turmeric patties. He uses fresh ingredients and things like that. That's my new hangout spot. When I'm not on site and I need to do admin, instead of being at home, I'll go to Comewell. And then my other favourite spot is, I love greenery, Downhills Park, in terms of like keeping it Tottenham. Downhills Park, when you pass the tennis ground, they've got this like, they've got this little path, and then it's like a garden. Like, they've got so many, like, flowers. They've got, like,
rose garden.
Benches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so therapeutic. Yeah. And whenever I go there, I will always take my journal. And I will just park myself on a bench. Or, like, when it's warmer, have a little blanket and sit on the grass. And what I find with that place is that it's so peaceful. And that everyone that's within that space, I feel that they feel the same way. Like there's no noise or anything like that. It's kind of like cancellation. Like you're aware that things are happening. You've got the tennis ground. You've got people that are on the other side of the field and whatever. But within the rose garden, it's kind of like a little sanctuary, you know? And even if the kids are coming through, it's just still really, they could be talking, but it's still really zen.
Yeah.
It's a zen, really zenful.
So those are your top tips.
Those are my top tips. Okay. And then also with, no. I think. Yeah. No, last one. the canal, I can't remember the park though, by Gladesmoor School. And if you walk through, I think it's part of Lee Valley, you know, because Lee Valley is a long strip. It goes all the way round. But the canal is very narrow. And you find a lot of cyclists. I don't know why, because it's so narrow. That's a really nice space as well. Okay. And I think even if you sit, even if you find a spot where you sit at the edge of the canal, and you're obviously not dipping your feet into the canal, but just taking that spot, you know, allowing your legs to be free and just taking in the flow of the water, I think that's very therapeutic as well.
Episode 39 with Sean Anthony, who is a photographer and has loads of tips as well.
And I'm going to preface this with a little warning. As I've already mentioned, I no longer go out, really. I don't tend to go and eat at restaurants, and I don't tend to go out and drink. But I did once. So I'll start off with this, though. I'll ask you, Jamila, to kind of describe my...
I spotted a Tottenham shirt. Like, it says Tottenham on it. So I don't know... Is it related to football or is it?
It's not related to football.
Okay.
This is Tottenham produce from the area. Mr. T Remix is my first tip. Mm-hmm. This guy, I met him on Park Lane. Go and follow him on Instagram. If you ask him for a made in Tottenham embroidered T-shirt, he will come to your house in a balaclava on a skateboard to deliver it. So that's my first
Woo, what an experience. Yeah. Not just a t-shirt, but an experience.
Exactly. That's a very Tottenham experience. I've already mentioned Inza Gino's work. I think everyone should go and have a look at that. The other thing that I want to mention is Uptown Cuisine on Park Lane. It's a family-run restaurant, but it also operates as a food bank on Saturdays for the community. And throughout the week, they're delivering to other food banks around Tottenham. So yeah, go and support them if you can. If you do want to go and see football, but you can't afford to go and watch Spurs lose every week, which is most of us, I think.
So are you a Spurs fan? Because there are a lot of people who are not necessarily Spurs fan in Tottenham.
That's true. So this would work for them. I am a Spurs fan. you know, let's not talk about football this season. Yeah, if you want to go see some football, Haringey Borough is a team that actually plays on White Hart Lane. They are at Coles Park. And if you email them, you can get a free season ticket. So there you go. It's quite good. They've got built up a bit of a following. You can stand in the rain with a cup of Bovril, proper football. So there you go. And that's kind of related to the next one. Coles Park, outside where Haringey Borough play, there's a market every Saturday that's a bit chaotic, and you can go and find loads of weird things there. Yeah, it's just an interesting little market if you want to go to. I would have said go to the Ship on Tottenham High Road. That's a pub that was on Tottenham High Road, but that's unfortunately closed now. So my second in line will be Mannion's. You've probably had that recommended before.
Once, yeah, from Connell. He said about karaoke in there on Friday.
Well, I've actually never been to the karaoke, but it has a pool table, which is what I like about it. So, you know, it's a nice Irish pub. Yeah, it's been there for years. So that's a nice Tottenham pub to go to. The Garden House on Tottenham High Road for a Turkish breakfast. That's up near sort of Bruce Grove kind of area. Might seem a little obvious, but Bruce Castle Museum is an amazing resource for history of Tottenham. It's free at the point of entry, you know, so when you go there, drop them a fiver, try and support what they're doing in there. There's an amazing Windrush exhibition that is, I think it's currently, they're doing work in that area, so you can't see it, but it's really good. But yeah, give them a fiver when you're there. What's that, half a pint now? I don't know, something like that. For merely half a pint, it's worth.
Episode 40 with Karen and Ziggy from Pen Nation.
Sure. I'll start with some top tips in terms of food, because I do like a bit of food. Okay. So... So in terms of, say, for breakfast, so there's a few places that I would definitely recommend. Forks and Green is definitely one, a lovely little restaurant. Just the food is lovely. It's just a lovely little cafe next to the park. So yeah, I don't know, if anyone hasn't been there, definitely pop into there. There's also the Garden House on Tottenham High Road, which is a really good cafe. Nice big space, got some outside seating, lovely friendly staff, good food. I would also recommend the High Cross Pub, which is a lovely little pub just right next to our panyard. It's our regular drinking spot after practice.
I was going to ask if you eat and stuff after practice or
During the summer, sometimes, because we've got such a large band, we do try to provide meals and cook for the band during our summer, because we're together for about 4 or 5 weeks every night. Okay. So we try that. So there's that as well. I'd also recommend the roller disco if anyone is roller skating at Bruce Grove, Roller Nation. That's definitely a unique place, you know, because there's not many of those around London. But I've got friends who go there regularly and they really enjoy it. It's a great night.
Karen, over to you.
Yeah, so for me, now I'm almost ashamed to say this, but one of the places that really stands out for me and I only came to appreciate once I left Tottenham, it's the Lordship Red Grounds. I literally lived a stone's throw away from there. I knew the park was there, but it was only until I started with Pan Nation, and we often do gigs in the park, as we mentioned about Bokorama, for instance, we do that every June. So having gone there, I thought, oh, wow, this is fantastic space. It really is a haven, you know, a good place is you step in, you have all this large open green spaces, wonderful trees. You've got the lake, you've got woodlands if you want that. You know, you have the hub, the cafe. So you have, you know, restroom facilities there as well, outdoor gym. You know, there are lots of free events being held on there as well, from, you know, music, performance, or, you know, wildlife groups and stuff like that. So it's a great place to go, you know, when you just want to clear your head, just get away from it all. Just one other top pick. But the Bernie Grant Art Centre. I think that's a fabulous piece of architecture. If you enjoy architecture, as I do, it's a fabulous place to just go and feast your eyes and appreciate the works of one of our own British architects, Sir David Adjaye, I think he's pronounced his name. And also, just so for, you know, that centre is now reopening, because I know with the pandemic it had been closed off to the public, but now they're opening up again. The cafe's opening up in June. So they're having lots of events there to encourage the community, especially those from the people who are interested in arts and, well, all the various forms of arts, especially the Black community. Definitely a place to go and support and enjoy what's on offer there.
Episode 41 with Karen and Una from Prem Depot.
Top tips, Tottenham. Okay, so.
Well, I guess just in our location, there's obviously the vegan cheese are honestly tasty, fantastic. There's the brewery next door to us.
Yeah.
Goodness Brewery in Wood Green.
Yeah.
I'm gluten-free and all their beer is gluten-free, so I'm a big fan of the brewery there.
Yeah. Oh, I should say Pram Depot has a drop box in Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't make it to our Tuesday donation day, baby items can be put in our drop box in Downhills Park Road. I won't give the address, but people can contact us to get the address.
I guess this is not really a top tip about some like places to visit in Haringey, but we have worked over the last year a bit with the Holy Trinity Church, who have a food bank and just do really brilliant work. So there's the Holy Trinity Church that's on Phillip Lane, is it?
Yeah, opposite the bus garage.
So yeah, shout out for some of our friends in Tottenham.
So they're running a food bank.
They're amazing.
Yeah, a great place to donate to if you want to sort of donate. They support a lot of people in the area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nary's Calf in Downhills Park. Shout out for Nary. She's a really good community person who supports Pram Depot. Where do I go to relax? Oh, the Westbury pub. That's on Westbury Avenue.
Yeah.
That's a great pub. It's got a nice outdoor area. The Palm, but that's for people with children because it's like a nursery school in there. It's full of people with babies, which is great. I love babies, don't get me wrong. But sometimes I like to relax where there's not a lot of screaming going on.
Yeah.
Anything creative?
I don't do a lot of stuff, to be honest.
I mean, I guess like Collage Arts is always a place to look. Yeah. Like they run loads of music nights. They run great like school holiday projects for young people. Mm. And they also have loads of artists, musicians.
Yeah, they do lots of Saturday clubs and stuff like that. The Open Studio event once a year, usually in November. So they have a big Open Studios. So in Tottenham, you've got Bruce Castle Park, which is amazing. And the Bruce Castle Museum. Me and my husband actually got married there.
Oh, nice, nice.
In the tower next to the museum.
I think they managed to get some funding to have the tower refurbished or something. I think there's some
work. Yeah, yeah. Mm. It was very old and damp when we got married.
So romantic. How many years ago was it?
Well, we've actually been together for 14 years, but it was only 8 years or less than that, 5 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Of course, well, there's the Bernie Grant Centre. They do really good stuff there. And of course, there's that lovely little pub that we went to opposite the swimming pool that used to be public toilets.
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
The High Cross.
Tiny one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah. And the Beehive as well. That's a great pub.
That really great Italian restaurant as well by Bruce Grove Station.
San Marcos.
Yeah.
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 And then, of course, you've got Green Lanes and all the wonderful Turkish restaurants down there. We go there a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? I like Gurguzu. That's my favorite.
I like Devran's, the one opposite.
Mm.
Nice. We always go to Halle. Yeah, summer in Haringey is just fantastic.
Yeah, because there's the Trove markets as well.
Yeah, true.
Oh, Totswap. They support us. Mm. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, was it Totswap used to do the like story days? They used to do these lovely storytelling days for young kids, and they would donate the ticket proceeds to us.
So a big shout out for them.
Yeah.
And that they also sell, she calls them nursery clothes. They're just clothes. Parents don't mind their kids getting messed up with paint and stuff. And the proceeds for those come to Pram Depot. So.
Okay.
Yes. Big shout out to Totswap.
We love you.
Totswap.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode, learned something new, and let that Tottenham love grow. Take care, and until next time, bye!